All right, so our stage is set. The nativity scene, that is. Thank you to all who helped out for being good sports, moving our figurines. I want you to put on your imagination caps for a minute, though. What must that scene have looked like in real life, in real time? The ox and the donkey, they have arrived. They've been driven, or maybe they've moseyed over to see what the commotion was, or perhaps to get some feed. The shepherds out in the fields watching the flocks in danger of whatever animals might come to eat their sheep. Well, they come to the nativity with great expectation, traveling on foot from the fields. The Magi, of course, come from the east. These astrologers, these men of science, they come on their camels to give homage to the newborn king. The angels, through space dust and starlight appearing in the sky, and then, as our nativity scenes have it, hovering over the newborn family, the Holy Family. And there's Mary and Joseph. They are homeless. They are tired. Mary, of course, is in labor. They come by donkey and by foot. So the major scene is set, the nativity laid out. Now, how did you get here? I don't mean, of course, by donkey or camel. I don't even mean whether you turn from Parkvale or Meadowood to get on the Seibert. What I mean is, where have you been in life's journey to deliver you here this evening? For very few of us, I expect that everything is all right. Things are going well. The road has been paved, the tires are new, the gas is topped off. Things are going well. I always think of little Ralphie in A Christmas Story. In the very end, asleep with his BB gun, all is right in the world. I suspect for some of us, the holidays are a bit of a respite from the anxiety of our lives. Maybe we have some time off, time to catch our breath. It's a bit of a rest stop on the journey of life. Thankful for a holiday break. For some of us, however, the holidays are the cause of our anxiety. Gathering with family isn't always the best of times, despite, again, what the hymns and the commercials would have us believe. Family dynamics often ramp up around holidays. For you, maybe that's a rough patch in the road. Maybe there have been some forks in the road for you lately. Maybe there's been changes and uncertainty in your life, not exactly sure where you are going or even how you ended up here. Exits, turn lanes, it can all be a bit confusing and overwhelming. Or maybe you've gotten here by quite a dark road. Maybe this is a time of year that raises for you pain and grief, the long nights, perhaps even depression. The dark road, it ain't easy. But somehow, you've made it your way here. However you got here, there is good news this Christmas Eve. There is a player on the stage, of course, I did not mention yet. And no, that's not Santa. It is, of course, Jesus Christ, the babe of Bethlehem. We are told that we are brought good news of great joy that will be for all the people, whatever road they may be on, however they arrived at this place. For today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to us. And the Savior, of course, is Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is God traveling from heaven on a road of God's own to land at this place the eternal Word has become flesh. The Savior, the Christ, the Messiah is incarnate. God with us, Emmanuel. Now there are a host of meanings for this, of course. What does it mean that God became flesh to dwell among us, if only for a time? And we explore these, of course, all throughout the Christian year. But for now, we are reminded by the figures of the Nativity that having faith, that following the road doesn't mean it's always going to be easy. There are always rough patches. There are always uncertain turns. But the fact that we celebrate Jesus Christ, in the Word of God incarnate, does mean at least two things. The first is we are never on the road alone. God is with us. We also dare not forget what this child would grow up to be, this itinerant rabbi, a teacher, a prophet proclaiming the Word of God for behalf of the people, and of course, a crucified but resurrected Messiah, the one who opens up heaven to all who would hear the message. And we are reminded that when we approach the last bend to be traveled in our life, that is not the end of the road. Instead, the end is eternal rest in God's arms. Because of this night, because of who Jesus would grow to be, because of the witness of all gathered at the Nativity, for this great thing God has done for us, we know that God is with us for now and forever.